Hi, I'm William. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, William, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Battaglia Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll be checking in with our Quizlet a little later in the show. Yesterday, we heard the introduction to Heinrich Bieber's Battaglia, which was written in the year 1673, and this is a musical look at war. And it's a very compassionate look, and sometimes even funny, where he thinks about what each individual soldier is going through in preparation for the war. Now, today we're going to hear two separate movements of this piece because they're both very short. The first one has a great title. It's called The Profligate Society of Common Humor. Now, what on earth does that mean? Okay, profligate means recklessly extravagant or wasteful in the use of resources. Now, that definition's important because extravagant means too much. And what we're about to hear is, in its own way, too much. We'll explain why in just a minute. After that, common humor. Common humor means people with the same opinion. So the Profligate Society of Common Humor basically means way too many people with opinions making noise. What kind of noise are they making? Well, here's the idea. So you've got a bunch of our young soldiers. Remember, they approached the battlefield yesterday, and they're all from different nations. They're sitting around their campfires at night, listening to songs from their own countries. Now, this particular battle is between eight different countries, and each has their own song. Producer Tony helped us out by playing the individual songs on the piano so we can piece them apart. Here are a few to give you an idea. Here's one song that's being played at one campfire. Here's another song at another campfire. And here is yet another song at another campfire. So you get the idea, all of those songs sound fine on their own. But then Bieber does something hilarious and he has them all play at the same time. There's a bunch of guys at different bonfires all trying to drown out each other's music with their own. And when you do that, it becomes chaos. It becomes profligate or way too much. So after we hear all of these battling campfire songs, we're going to hear the next movement. The next movement goes more into the individual hearts and minds of the soldiers, like we've been talking about. And in this, they're very excited, so the music's very excited, and then every so often you hear this little tick-tock, like a clock. Here it is. You hear that little tick-tock sound? Tick-tock, tick-tock. Imagine, if you will, that all of these soldiers are waiting impatiently and they're checking their pocket watches, because wristwatches weren't invented yet, excited and waiting for battle. So again, here is our Profligate Society of Common Humor, followed by the Presto, which is everybody excited and checking their watch. Thank you. So there's some excited soldiers. We just heard the Profligate Society of Common Humor and the Presto with the TikTok from Heinrich Weber's Battaglia. All right, kids commuters, time to check in now with our Quizlet. All week, we'll ask you this question, and if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Here's the question. What is the name of this famous song inspired by battle? It was written to commemorate the defense of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. Here's a hint for you. The words to this song were originally a poem by the poet Francis Scott Key. What is the name of this piece of music? If you know, send it to us with your name and address, and the answer, of course, to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And if you don't know yet, don't worry. We've got a couple of more hints coming your way. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.